This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
We are underway on a Saturday. It is a bit stormy North Metro. Before we get into Tech Talk, real quick look at the radar. There are no warnings on the board, but some big thunderstorms rumbling across the North Metro at this hour. The heaviest stuff north of Elk River, say in the area of Zimmerman, and that continues to track southeast, kind of just north of Highway 10. So if you're in Anoka County, be aware of that. You've already seen some thunderstorms. Also some thunderstorms popping up well east of the St. Croix, headed for the Eau Claire area. But here in the Metro, the biggest storms north Metro right now in the vicinity of Elk River, sliding across the northern suburbs. All right, Doug is in, and it is Tech Talk. If you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Our number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, and you can join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Doug, I hope you're doing well. Good to visit with you today.
Oh, doing really well. You know, Stevie, we had some really weird things going on with our internet last night and this morning. Get up this morning, have coffee, and Nancy says, "Did you hear my phone ring last night?" I said, "No." She says, 4 o'clock in the morning, Vento, I got a hold of her and said, "Well, did you charge $400?" And she said, "No." So her account was actually being, and I said, "Well, you know, I listen to this from people all the time, and I really believe that the majority of these require somebody on the inside, either at that particular transaction company or some tunnel in between. I mean, it's not easy to do this anymore." Well, I get up this morning, and a little bit after she tells me this, she gets another phone call from my bank. I just switched to Royal Credit Union, wonderful financial institution,
yeah.
And they sent it to Nancy at Swinart. They didn't even have her email, but somehow they shuffled that account. I don't know where we've been completely breached, but I actually got contacted Royal Credit Union and told them to put a hold on my credit card. I was going to be purchasing a remote control software from a company. Looked legit, rustest.com. Seemed to run good. A year would have cost me $118, and I get to the page where to pay for it. They don't take PayPal. They won't take any other kind of, like, Google Pay or Apple Pay, or they'll take Alipay, which is AliExpress, you know. And so I used my full credit card. And this is then she got this notice about an hour after I did this, right?
Yep.
Well, on the page it says, well, your credit card didn't go through. That's ridiculous. Please use a debit card, it says. Oh, I said, I can't believe this. I'm not going to use a debit card, especially when I'm buying something from some company that's headquartered in China. And I look online, and this company was originated in England, and it went out of business about 2 weeks ago. Yet they're still on the internet collecting money. I'm really glad I caught that. My bank caught it, and I just got to get everything squared away with my credit card, and we'll be good to go. That's some really, really weird stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a little while ago, I attempted to buy a power tool, and it was from overseas. It was the UK, and credit card got charged, and being shipped, reached out, really couldn't get through, et cetera, et cetera. My credit card company eventually took it on and reversed the charge, et cetera,
good,
and followed up with me. But it gets back to something you brought up before, and that is, you know, when you're doing transaction online, it's better to do things in the States. And by all means, using debit cards in that way, not a good idea. Use a credit card. I have a couple of credit cards that will create virtual numbers.
I love that.
One-time use. And that's really a great tool.
I love that.
Yep.
I we can't stress that enough. Debit cards should not be used to buy anything on the internet, in my opinion. I've got a debit card. I got two of them. I'll buy gas, and maybe we go out to eat or groceries. Nothing other than local, ever.
Yeah.
If I do business online, my first preference is going to be PayPal. People can complain about PayPal all they want to, and a lot of people do, but they've been around a long time, and they are right up front. And I'll bet you over the years, Steve, PayPal has probably saved me close to $20,000. Seriously. They've got the power throughout internationally. And what they're looking for is good reputation. If you got a good reputation with PayPal, they'll work hard for you. But any website that refuses to take a legitimate credit card that you know is good, I don't want one nickel on that credit card. Not one. The only thing I use it for is to buy larger items on the internet, over $100. But it's really interesting that when you use a debit card, we don't have near the protection as consumers with a debit card online or anywhere else for that matter that you do with a legitimate full-blown credit card. And I think it's important that people be aware of that and maybe educate themselves just a little bit in that area. I really like your credit cards that will give you a new number every time you use it. That's the best.
Yeah, the virtual credit card number is really cool. I've used it for a number of transactions. It works great. The number exists literally for that transaction, and that is it. By the way, if you want to get in on the program today, Tech Talk, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, the number is 651-461-9226. Thunderstorms rumbling through the North Metro. Heaviest weather north of Elk River. If you're in the Zimmerman area, et cetera, be aware of that. That continues to slide southeast. That'll mostly impact the way it looks right now, Anoka County, and then potentially parts of Ramsey and certainly Washington County before it moves east into Wisconsin. But some thunderstorms showing up on radar, but those are mainly in the North Metro. Let's get to that Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. I purchased MS Office 2021, and I was told I could edit MS Word documents without having to be online. However, I tried closing out my Microsoft account and go offline. I received a warning that if I close out my MS account, I would not be able to edit documents. I'd be able to use read-only mode. However, I closed out my account and was still able to edit documents anyway. So why did I receive that warning message?
That's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Unless this individual still has something left on their subscription and it's just running out. But I would have encouraged that person, if I got a call, I said, before you close out that account, download LibreOffice Suite or free office, either one of those. You'll be able to open those documents up while you're still got a subscription, save the data to your hard drive locally, and then you can release yourself from that account. That's quite bizarre that Microsoft would actually do that. And it probably came from Microsoft. But you know, Microsoft has a reputation for changing things as often as you and I put on a new pair of socks. And it very well could be that one day that was the rule. Next day, well, it changed. And I think that it really throws people off. You got to have some semblance of consistency. And that's a bizarre thing, though. That's really strange.
Yeah, I think LaBrea is hard to beat. LIBRE, LaBrea Office. Free open source software. It's really cool stuff. And you've talked about it for years. We haven't brought it up a lot on the program, but it is a wonderful program, and it's been around for a while.
Absolutely top shelf. And it's LaBreaOffice.org. And if you go to download it, you'll hit this big green button that says download. And the first one that it shows you, if you page down a little bit, the first one is borderline beta tester. That's like it's stable, and they're releasing it to the public. But the next one down is like a quarter of a version or an eighth of a version down. And then you got rock solid stable. And just pick whether you got Windows or Mac or Linux, and download it and install it. It's just the best. I just can't say enough good things about LibreOffice Suite. I love that program.
All right. I was going to bring this up real quick. My old laptop from work, I'm still trying to buy it. The IT guy wiped it and coming up with a game plan to sell off some of these older computers. I'm going to get that to you because what I want to do is I want a Linux machine. I want this thing.
All right.
Linux only, LibreOffice, the whole deal. So I'll keep you up to date, Doug. But as we mentioned before in the program, this is a great use of old computers that are perfectly fine, running well. You put Linux, you maybe put LibreOffice on it, some browsers, and you're good to go.
You know, for years, Steve, it's absolutely amazed me. Still to this day, people bring in a computer, they have so much more computer than they realize. It's 6 years old. Well, you're sitting here with an i7 quad processor, 16 gigs of RAM, a solid-state drive. This thing, all you got to do is clean this up. And within a couple hours, this thing is just like doing everything but dishes. And same thing with laptops. These older laptops, I think that they are just fine equipment. You know, you test out the hardware, and as long as there isn't anything damaged, and if it is damaged, a lot of times you get parts for $15, $20 brand new. So it's well worth investigating, I think. Makes me day you want to do that with Linux. That just makes my day, and I can't wait to get my hands on that laptop for you.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Once again, I'm waiting. And as soon as I get it, I'll send that and the power cord your way, Doug, and see what we can do with this machine. I think it'd be fun to talk about the install and what you went through, and then I would be able to say, hey, how it's working. Because, once again, you've talked about it for a long time, and it's time we actually do a machine and talk about it here on the radio. It is Tech Talk. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Michael's waiting on the line. We'll get to him momentarily here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart, and we're on the air Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line is available to you, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Michael. He's been waiting. Michael, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I got a Asus X553M laptop. Mm-hmm. And ever since they've been doing all these crazy window updates, all of a sudden my touchscreen doesn't work, and also my screen flickers. And I've done all the research I can, and seem to apply what they say to download to fix it, but nothing seems to fix it. So what's your next best option?
Yeah, you're having driver issues. And I'm going to find that driver. I'm going to find this link for you.
By the way, our phone number is 651-461-9226, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We will be going back to the text line momentarily. Doug, what do you got?
You know, this is really interesting. Yeah, generally, for a long time, you could jump online and just use the machine code, the component code, and find the driver via Google. Well, all the bad guys jumped on that, and pretty soon you get to the point where, well, you just know you're going to be getting malware, virus, or something. However, I stumbled across this program called Snappy, S-N-A-P-P-Y, Driver Installer, and this one's legit, and it's open source. You only ask for donations unless you're a business, if you're using it all the time, but this thing is right on the money, and it's snappy-driver-installer.org. Download that baby and get that. You won't have, probably clean up your computer in minutes. That plus Pervasor. And I'm very familiar with that piece of equipment that you have. That's a nice little computer. You get that thing cleaned up, you'll be darn glad that you invested the time it took. But that's snappy-driver-installer.org. You'll love this thing. Absolutely wonderful. If you decide to create a portable USB drive, I suggest you get a big one, like 128 gig. It'll take that much. You have the database for every driver. It's wonderful. But you can also run it online or have it installed on your computer and then pull the drivers down as you need them. Either way, but yeah, this is getting to be an issue. Drivers are not easy. I have never been one to agree that Microsoft should be controlling drivers. And they're doing what they can, and I understand their point of view, too. We have it all central. But that doesn't always make it the best place to do. But snappydriverinstaller.org, that's your answer. And thank you so much for the call.
All right, very good. By the way, you can get in on the program. Still plenty of time. And don't wait till the end of the show at 3. Get in now on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Twins and White Sox from Target Field tonight. Our lineup card at 5:30, first pitch at 6:10 tonight. Twins, a big game out of Byron Buxton, and they beat the White Sox 9-4 on Friday night and still lead the American League Central Division. Doug, still having trouble with McAfee trying to get me to sign up. Pop-ups all the time. Doug, do you remember the website for getting rid of this? We've talked about this before. Antivirus programs like McAfee, they can be a challenge sometimes.
Oh, they certainly can. But what you're looking for is you're looking for a virus uninstall program. And I'm going to get you that URL right now.
Yeah, and By the way, we'll also have Doug's recommendation of what virus software you should be running on your computer while he looks that up. And once again, guy's still having trouble with McAfee and trying to get him to sign up. There's pop-ups all the time. Doug, what do you find?
Yeah, you want to download antivirus removal tool. And that's a free program. Make sure you get the latest version. And once you run that thing, it's going to find all the remnants. What he's dealing with, what this individual is dealing with, is McAfee was probably pre-installed at the factory. And they went way deep. And antivirus programs, they are put together and programmed in such a way to where if a bad element tries to take them out or tries to work around them, they'll just get feisty. So this uninstall, now that they're caught in this loop, they're going to need an extra tool to help get rid of that. And this is the only one I use. And it's an antivirus removal tool. And I should run a search. I think that's actually the website as well.
And by the way, we've got the weather coming up momentarily, but quite a bit of weather in the northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. Elk River area, and it's kind of sliding right along the river or Highway 10. So if you're in Anoka County or East Metro, particularly northern Washington County, all those other thunderstorms that have moved through the metro area and the north side of the metro area are already now headed for east of the St. Croix River, we'll say out in the Stillwater area. But there's another pretty big storm. No severe storms, but torrential rain reported with this thunderstorm in the Elk River area. Once again, that's sliding southeast along Highway 10 or the Mississippi River. All right, Doug, what do you got?
Yeah, their website direct is antivirus-I really like it when they do this. antivirus-removal-tool.com. But I think in this particular instance, I would go to Google and I would type in antivirus removal tool, just like you'd put it in a sentence. I would do a space and a plus sign, another space, and I would just type in Major Geeks, M-A-J-O-R-G-E-E-K-S. That'll take you right straight to the Major Geeks site, and you'll see links on the first page you hit. You'll get that baby just quick and clean, just fast and easy. Major Geeks is a tremendous wealth of files and information. Everybody should be into that that's got a PC or a Mac. Wonderful site. But that'll you bypass all the sales stuff and just get what you need and rock and roll. And that program is, like, the best. Absolutely the best.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We will update that weather. We'll come back. Someone's having trouble with sound. This can be typical, particularly if you're trying to get the sound to work on a YouTube video or something like that. We'll get into the fixes. And we will talk about, we always get texts about Prevazor, and we'll get into that, why it's so important to run that program from time to time. We'll get all of that with Doug following a break. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk, E3O WCCO.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Want to let you know about a schedule change coming up. Starting next Saturday between 11 and noon, we'll have a brand new real estate show. More on that coming up. And then Shaletta will be on from noon to 3, and then I'll be in at 3, and then we'll do Tech Talk following the news at 3, sports schedules permitting, starting next Saturday. So a bit of a schedule shift. We have the Twins and the White Sox coming up a little bit later on. We do want to go to the phone lines right now and bring in someone who's been waiting for a bit. That's Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Well, thanks for the scheduling update. I'd have been highly upset if I would have not known it's going to shift to 3 o'clock. So.
Well, we don't want you mad, Lawrence.
Thank you. Say, Doug, with the recent Apple Worldwide Development Conference, I've been reading some things on both the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, both the laptop and the tower, particularly as it relates to the M2 chip and some people who think they need a lot of PCI cards not needing it. I don't know if you've done any work on that, but if you had, I'm actually thinking about not doing the Pro laptop but the MacBook Air. So if you just want to go ahead and talk anything through that you're aware of, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to hang up, and Steve, good hearing your voice.
Well, you know, the thing is here's the thing with the M2 chips. There's a lot of techs across the country and worldwide, as far as I know, that they won't even touch a Mac that's newer than a 2018. That's kind of a tell. I think that might be a little bit over the top. I like Mac equipment. I really do. I think that Apple does have a tendency of doing things that is proprietary, and there's good and bad in both of that. The bad part is the equipment's probably going to cost you a little bit more. And, in fact, sometimes it's a lot more. But it's much better equipment as well if you have to go to repair it and replace it. I think you're much better off with a MacBook Pro over an Air just because of the configurations that you get. I would stay with the MacBook Pro if it was me. That's a great line, absolutely great line. And, you know, the M2 chip, it's still kind of cutting edge. And I always tell people it's good to be on the cutting edge, but we don't want to be on the bleeding edge. And with the M2 chip, I think Apple is kind of teetering that razor blade, so to speak. It's might be a little premature yet. Not to mention, your software, you're going to have to update all your software. Any of your old software likely will not run on that M2 chip. So you're going to want to plan your whole system, hardware, software, the whole nine yards, probably before you buy it. And I hope that helps, and thank you so much for the call.
All right. And the idea is, and I think this is a good point, whether it's Apple or HP, their bottom line is driven by selling new equipment. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot in this program and keeping old equipment running, et cetera, and that's a good idea, and maximizing your investment. But simple fact of the matter is that Dell or HP or Apple or any other manufacturer, they need to sell new machines, period.
Oh, no question. Yeah. And this is a real complex issue with computers. Solid-state circuitry is generally not going to wear out. So it's could you imagine having a million employees and wondering how you're going to feed them next year because they can't sell because what you've been selling the last 5 years is, well, it's going to last for the next 10 generations? Right. So it's a complex problem. It really is. At the same time, a lot of the new equipment is well worth the investment. So keep an eye on that. And let's face it, it is getting less money. I saw a desktop, a mini desktop the other day, Steve, for $169. An i7 processor, 8 gigs of RAM, a solid-state drive, and this thing's going to scream with Windows 11 Pro. I couldn't believe it. And that was at Amazon. This is going to be, I think, going great. Now, of course, you have to have a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse. But this is a computer that is about 4 inches by 4 inches by inch and a half tall, and I'll put it right up against a great big huge server. Seriously, it's that fast. I think that we're going to be watching some real interesting equipment coming out in the next 2 to 5 years.
And Doug, let's get to a couple of quickies before we get to the phone lines again. This is from the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line. And I want to follow up on antivirus. What free antivirus do you recommend? What should people be running in their machines?
Oh, you know, I almost hate that you asked me that question. You know, for years, I've been a huge proponent of Malwarebytes. And the biggest reason I was that proponent of Malwarebytes is because they were so responsive to customer support. You call them on the phone, they answer. They stopped that now. They only answer the phone now for business people. And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of the times we live in. But I've had 3 customers with Malwarebytes that they got a hold of me. I shot in emails. They never got back to me. I got a problem with that. So today, I'm recommending ESET, ENOD32 by ESET. I think it's probably the best antivirus you can buy. They're still good with customer support. And that's the big thing to me, is you got to offer customer support. You got to be able to have people get a hold of you. And I know I've had problems with that, being a one-man band from time to time. But I do my best, and people know this. But to just shut it off willy-nilly, well, that's not a good thing. So one thing about this business is it is always going to be evolving. This is a tough, tough business, and it's getting tougher every day. So I would have to say today I'd be looking at ENOD32 ESET. And just the antivirus alone should do you just fine, and I hope that helps.
All right, let's go to Mike. I believe, Mike, you're on the air here on Tech Talk.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Doug. Thanks so much for taking my call. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
So I was listening to you earlier talking about upgrading laptops, and I want to just give you a brief update on my story. 4 or 5 years ago, I went to a place in Golden Valley called Tech Dump. I don't think it's called that anymore, but I bought a nice used Acer Aspire. I don't remember the model number. And it had an i5 processor and 8 gig of RAM. And I took my old hard drive and had my local company get that configured for me. And it's been really good for me up until recently. I do a lot of work with large photo files, and 8 gig of RAM just doesn't do it. So I was either going to go buy a new laptop with more RAM, or I figured, you know what, I don't want to spend the money. So I looked on Crucial.com, I put in my model number, and it told me what I needed to buy for 16 gig of RAM. And also, this past winter, we upgraded to CenturyLink or Quantum Fiber, and I have 200 megabit service, upload and download. But I realized that the Wi-Fi card in my laptop will not support that.
Yes.
So I went online, did my research, and I found that I could get a Wi-Fi 6 card for my laptop for like $20.
Wow. Yeah.
So yep. I brought up a video, and I learned how to do it myself, and I updated my RAM and my Wi-Fi card, and my machine screams now.
I bet.
It, and I don't have to get a new laptop for a while now.
Oh, I bet. Cool. I love hearing that. Absolutely love it.
Great
That's
call.
Absolutely the epitome of a DIY. I love it. Thank you so much.
And by the way, Tech Dump, we've talked about them for years on the program. They're now Repowered, formerly Tech Dump and Tech Discounts, a nonprofit social enterprise. They've done great work over the years.
Indeed.
It is now Repowered. Their website, getrepowered.org. But if you put in Tech Dump, it'll still put you over there.
And I should mention, too, Steve, they've got some competition now.
Yep.
This Free Geek in Minneapolis, they're doing great work. They are doing great work. I have yet to see some of the equipment that they sell, but as far as taking in things that you need to have recycled, they do a great job. And I think their next step is going to be to come out to your place of business, kind of like Tech Dump used to do. So they've got some competition here in the cities. I'm glad to see that. But
And Repowered still does that. Give them a call. They will come out to your business and pick up old equipment.
Tough to beat.
I do that about once a year. That's on my list of to-do in my full-time job in the printing business. And we've used Repowered for a long time, and it's really affordable. They do good work in the community. So if you keep those organizations in mind, it is a good one. Another one I wanted to get to, and this comes up every week, and that is Pervaser. Why do you use it? Is it a good idea for people to use this program, Doug?
Oh, I think anybody that's got a Windows machine should have that installed. Anybody. It just does that go to work. I will do a fresh install of Windows 10 or 11, and it's really running good. But I put Pervaser on there, and I give it time to run and clean up the disk and restructure the files and get rid of all the garbage out of the shell bags, and it takes a while the first run. Man, I bet you it adds anywhere from 10 to 20% overall speed, and it's much more stable. Remember now, when we're talking about making a computer run faster, Steve, we're not talking about a hot car on Friday nights like when we were teenagers to impress the girls. The faster we make a computer run, the more stable it is, and the longer it will last. Just the opposite of what we normally think of with mechanical devices. So it's keep that in mind. It's not just for show and go. It's for longevity and to get the most out of your investment.
Quick break. We're going to come back. This is an outstanding question, and we promise we'll follow up on the sound issue with certain programs and certain websites. Mm-hmm. And then here's a good one. Someone who's got Windows 10, it's running perfectly, but they're being begged to upgrade to Windows 11. We'll get Doug's thoughts on what they should do when we come back. And by the way, it's still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is 651-461-9226. We're moving to a new time starting next Saturday. Here's the deal. We got a brand new real estate show starting at 11 o'clock next Saturday morning. Shaletta starts at noon. I'll be in at 3, and Doug, hopefully, will be good enough to join us next Saturday at 3 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Quick update on the weather. Big thunderstorms north metro. We talked about the Elk River area, etc. They're coming right down the river, moving southeast. Torrential rains, some gusty winds. There are even reports of some pea-sized hail with these storms as they move right along the river from the Elk River area, now impacting Anoka, Ramsey, Champlin, and be aware of Coon Rapids, Blaine, down toward Moundsview, and those northern suburbs of St. Paul right now. But torrential rain and gusty winds at the moment.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.